This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This school district continues to show up on national news, and it is absolutely embarrassing to see what once used to be the nation's leading school district has desecrated to. This school district is upon almost every single school district in the nation that continues to force teachers through mandatory training where we are told to examine our whiteness, white privilege, white supremacy, microaggressions upon every other thing that is absolutely stupid and racist. Now, the same school district wants to threaten to fire teachers who do not agree with the critical race theory. You are the face of privilege. You do not speak for us if you do not work with us. If you keep up this racist insanity, you will have successfully stripped us of every ounce of love of teaching. And so far, you have succeeded in doing that. Keep this up, and you will lose all of your teachers at the same rate that you have been losing these incredible families who some of you fall asleep when they're trying to get your attention. God bless.
That was a teacher. I don't know from what district she's talking about, but I know what she's saying. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to take a minute to focus on what she said. She says, she's talking to the school board. She's saying you continue to force teachers to examine their whiteness, their white privilege, their microaggressions, and she listed some other stuff. She says you fire teachers who won't teach this racism. She called it racist insanity. And she says you stripped us of every ounce of love of teaching. See, this isn't just about love of teaching. This is about love of humanity. They're stripping America of its love of humanity. They want blacks against whites. They want whites resentful when you see blacks. And that's what they're going to get if it's continuing in this way. I'm going to talk about an organization that we run called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And I'm going to ask you folks to get on board with us. Find the people who are as passionate as this woman and get them to contact us. We need chapters all over the country. We need people who are willing to run for school boards and not have to talk to those people that she mentioned who are falling asleep as parents explain what's going on with them. Let me give you some statistics. There are 17,158 school districts in America, public school districts in this country. 95,000 elected school board members, 95% of which have to go through an election. So roughly 90,000 elected officials. It is the largest body of elected officials in the country, the school board. School boards can dictate what they want to teach and what they don't want to teach. It does not matter what the federal government says. If the school board says, nope, we are local, we're not teaching that, it's done. But what we've allowed, folks, is the left to take over school boards. It's time for that to stop. What we are forming at Seeking Educational Excellence, well, we've been around for a while. And let me just give you some ideas of what we've been able to accomplish. We were working with the Goldwater Institute, have started with legislation called Transparency in academia legislation, which means they have to show parents what they're teaching their children. And it's not like a passive thing. They have to, literally the parent needs to sign off and say, I've seen this, I'm okay with it. And if they're not, then the school board gets held to task. So that's a first step. It's been approved in Missouri, Texas, and Arizona. We believe we can have this thing rolled out in about 20 states over the next 12 months, 40 states total. Because there are some states that aren't going to let us do it. So that's number one. Number two, we've got to run people in school boards. 70% of school board people that sit on school boards do not have children in the school. Are you aware of that? I doubt you are. Here's another statistic. The average school board election, 74% of them cost less than $1,000 to run. That's what they spend to get elected or whatever to the school board. It's essentially unchallenged. 80% of them are less than $5,000. So in other words, 6% of them are from $1,000 to $5,000. 74% under $1,000 to run. We can easily scrape together $1,000 to have somebody run against somebody else. And if we motivate other folks, parents, if we get out there, get off our butts, we can take over school boards. And that's the tip of the spear. I'm just giving you some ideas of what we can do to make a difference. But it has to be organized, and we are at the forefront. And I'm literally begging you. No, I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to beg. But I'm telling you, get involved. Have people contact us either at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com or go to seekingeducationalexcellence.org and say, Kevin, we want to be involved in whatever form. We'll figure it out. But I want you to understand, 80 million adults voted for President Trump. 80 million people voted to keep this man in office. They voted to keep the change going that was getting this country back in our hands. If a fraction of those people say, Kevin, we're going to support this. By the way, this doesn't fall under the rules of PACs and other things. It falls under the category where we are, which is a 501c3, and we're starting our 501c4, which means you can donate to this. It's not political. School board races are non-political. So we can support them. We can support the, quote, candidate because it's a non-political office. It's not like running for state rep or whatever where you've got those same kind of guidelines. That's huge. So I want you to just figure, if we targeted the battleground states and we started winning back the school boards in these states, kicking this curriculum out, how long would it take us? Maybe we have to go after 1,000 school districts, 1,000 school school district offices at $1,000 a pop. So we got to raise $1 million. That would be the best $1 million we ever spent because we could change it at the source. This is what we must start doing. So folks, go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Tell everybody you know to contact us. If you care about education, if you have the passion that I have for it, please contact me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, I love the leftists. I love them because they're so obvious. It's an obvious disdain for us. And let me just tell you guys, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically Kevin Jackson, the leftists hate you because we are smarter than they. We are. Our hearts are so pure. When I talk about we're better, I mean we're better in every way. Every way, 844-551-8255. You are ethically better, morally better. You're better looking. You know why I say you're better looking? Because your spirit. Your spirit. People look at you and they you glow to them as a conservative. They're like, wow, look at that person. I don't know what it is. Look, admittedly, I know this is, you're going to find this a shock, audience. I'm not the most handsome person in the world. I'm not. No, stop it. Stop it. Seriously, stop. Just quit it. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not. But let me tell you, when you're around me, I'm going to brag a little bit. When you're around me, your spirit is lifted. When you listen to my show, your spirit is lifted. It makes me really pretty. It makes me beautiful. Dare I say drop dead gorgeous or handsome, but it does. Because you go, I like this guy. I like the way this person makes me feel. Don't tell me. Look, ladies, guys, I'm gonna spill the beans to your ladies. So cover their ears if you don't want them to hear this. Okay, cover their ears and don't mansplain this to them. Okay, but here's the deal: you're not as handsome and as debonair as you think, but you're such a good dude that your woman sees you as a Chippendale model. That's how she sees you. Okay, now, ladies, cover your guys' ears just in case, because I don't want them to get this. Ladies, many of you are stunning. You're beautiful outside. But here's the thing. Your inner beauty is so much bigger than your outer beauty that that's what your guy sees. He sees your outer beauty. That's what he was attracted to. Yeah? Don't misunderstand me. He liked the caboose and the tatas. But your boy, he likes you because he saw that inner glow. He went, that's the woman I want to raise my cherins. Okay? That's the beauty that you possess. And the Democrats, the leftists, they don't have it. I don't care how beautiful they are. The minute you understand who they are and you get to know them, you go, yikes. And that's it. They look like Broomhilda from the Bugs Bunny cartoons. You know what I'm saying? They do. You just go, yikes. You walk away. Doesn't matter how beautiful they appear on the outside. You see them. It's like a shallow how. You just see them for who they are. So, yeah, we go through life with these blinders, these beautiful blinders where we look at people because of the content of their character and not these other superficial things. I'm not saying we ignore the other superficial things. You know, there is that. But we look deeper. And that's what we do in subjects. We look deeper. We understand the subjects. We know. We actually study virology and epidemiology and the stats behind all these things. And when the government decides to infringe upon your rights, because freedom is precious. It always will be. Anyway, I say all this to tell you guys, I got a note from YouTube. And here's what it says. I'm going to read it word for word. We wanted to let you know that our team reviewed your content, and we think it violates our spam, deceptive practices, and scams policy. We know you may not have realized this was a violation of our policies, so we're not applying a strike to your channel. God, thank you, YouTube. Thank you for recognizing that my opinion may or may not have violated your scam policy and your deceptive practices policies, so you're not applying a strike. Woo! That was so close. Here's what they continue with. However, we have removed the following content from your YouTube. And here's what it says. Video, Kev Talks Live, Episode 3, Down to the Wire on Election. And I essentially said, it went down to the wire. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know whether they're going to look at the votes. I don't know whether it's going to be a vote count. I think it should be. You know, in other words, I gave my opinion about what was happening in the election cycle and what could possibly come or not. It's kind of like the old woofoo scam. Well, it could, be okay, but we have to wait and see until we can wear 50 masks on our faces and then figure things out. See, that's not considered deceptive practice and scams. But if I pontificate and give a theory as to what could potentially happen in the election, well, let me read this again. We wanted to let you know that we think it violates our spam, deceptive practices, and scams policy. So you think it. You don't know it, but you think it. They go on, we realize this may be disappointing news, but it's our job to make sure that YouTube is a safe place for all. If you think we've made a mistake, you can appeal this decision. You'll find more details below. Then they go on to say what their policy says. Content that advances false claims and widespread fraud errors or glitches change the outcome of the U.S. presidential election is not allowed on YouTube. Can't say it. You say it, they take you off. I think you guys have figured out that I don't really give a crap about saying what I think and losing my job or my YouTube channel or whatever. Things are going to change. I promise you, things are going to change. the social media sites that are out there now are, they're springing up like electric car outlets. You remember when you saw the one electric car outlet and you went, wow, there's a novelty? And now at every gas station is a plug-in for the electric car. At every hotel, there's a plug-in for electric cars, and on and on and on. That's what's going to happen here. We have joined multiple sites. We got to be on all of them. You got to be monitoring all of them all the time. But the one that we've made our bet on is PolitiChatter, PolitiChatter.com. And the reason is they are the one that says we're taking our company public and we're going to compete against these guys at the big level. So you pay $100 a year, which means you're an investor in it. They issue you a stock certificate and you get in the game. And I suggest you take a look at them. And if you do, do hashtag KJN to let them know that I brought you over there. Because they measure it. They want to know how effective are they. How effective are we? So do we. Now, there are others. Gab, Spreely, Parlay's back on. President Trump's doing one. Mike Lindell, he's supposedly building one. I have a friend who's building one for investors, and I could go on. What are the others? Library, Telegram. What the left did was they awakened us. And everything I just read to you, there is no reason why YouTube should have taken down my video. Not a single one. But they did it anyway, just because they can. But conservatives will always find an answer, and we will win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says,
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect will be charged later on Tuesday with 10 counts of murder. USA Radio News. A new study may confirm what many of us thought lockdowns would do to our waistline.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Miami-Dade residents think the stimulus checks could be playing a role in the spring break rowdiness in Miami Beach. City officials holding an emergency meeting Monday and setting forth an 8 p.m. curfew for the rest of the month, as over 1,000 people were arrested over the weekend. Many people traveling to South Florida to escape the cold weather. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As sure as the sun will rise in the east and set in the west, you can count folks on certain things. One, Joe Biden is truly Joey Demento and bat crap crazy. Two, the 2020 election was stolen, and I'm proud to say it. I don't care if you shadow ban me. I don't care if you won't let anybody hear this part of my radio show or the radio show at all. I'm going to speak the truth about it no matter what. There are people that, well, I'm going to avoid the controversial topics because I want to give my exposure. I understand the need for exposure, but you're going to get it, God willing, so just say your truth. Three, the Wu Flu virus is the biggest scam on the world since the claim that Barack Obama was the smartest president ever. I'd love to see his grades. Four, leftists are the dumbest people on the planet. Anybody that can't see through all this nonsense that the leftists create, the chaos, and still wants to remain a leftist, you are just flat out dumb. Sorry to break it to you. Not. Leftists, here's number five, are the most violent people on the face of the earth. They will kill you and rationalize it for any reason they choose, and mostly it's just because they disagree with you. It only takes that to trigger them. Those are truisms, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that you can take to the bank. Thanks for being here. 844-551-8255. Deadly are the leftists. I don't say that for hyperbole. I don't say it to get your attention in some comedic way. The left are deadly. Almost every week, we talk about one city, not all of them. There are cities more deadly than Chicago. You want to know one? St. Louis, Missouri. Population under 330,000. I think it's under 320,000 and shrinking. And that city is per capita 8 times more dangerous than Chicago. But I bring you just Chicago news. This last weekend, at least 18 people shot. 4 of them killed. And that's a good weekend. That's not too bad. Averaging a couple of murders a day in Chicago. And on the weekends, it's worse. A Chicago police officer and a 10-year-old boy were among those wounded by gunfire, in separate incidents on the city's west side. The weekend before, 36 people shot, 4 of them killed. But you know what the left are concerned with? How many masks they can get you to wear. Well, if you wear one mask, you're safe. If you double mask, you're even safer. All a fraud. If you talk about any of the things that they don't want you to talk about, then you're a heretic, right? But what are the important things in life? I gave you a little bit of a clue there. Trying to stay alive. Life, liberty, and, well, you know the thing. How about the first one? Life. The constitutional recognition that you, by virtue of your being, by virtue of your God, has given you this thing that you consider precious. So much so, if you don't believe me, put your own hand over your mouth and your nose and watch what happens when you finally run out of breath. You don't keep it there. You don't ask somebody to, hey, listen, as soon as I run out of breath, you come put your big hand in, over my nose and my mouth. You fight for it. You ever see these people in autopsy shows where they say the fingernails were removed, they scratched the fingernails and look for certain blood under the fingernails. You know what they're doing? They're clawing for this thing called life. We consider it precious. So much so that we tell you, live it to the fullest, live it in a way that gives back, live it to leave a legacy, and I could go on. Live it as if you reported to something higher than yourself, bigger than yourself. You know what leftists do? They don't care about life at all. They pretend to.
Oh, we're going to put on all these masks to protect each other from one another.
Nobody's ever done it.
Oh, we're going to get rid of the guns because that'll stop all the violence.
Go to where they have the toughest gun laws, Chicago, 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 and get killed. You think it's unique to Chicago? You think Baltimore didn't have any murders this weekend? You think Cincinnati didn't have any murders this weekend? You think Detroit didn't have any murders this weekend? They all had murders. And you know who's getting killed? Women and children.
You know, the little tiny babies, they just died off.
They kill babies in the womb. They kill kids on the street. Did I just mention that a 10-year-old kid was shot in Chicago, Chicago, my kind of town?
Yeah, start spreading the news.
You love New York? Go to de Blasio's New York. Yeah. I talked about all these different statistics on life expectancy and stuff like this. Well, the last two weekends in a row, four people in one city, one Democrat-controlled cesspool. Oh, Kevin, it's so pretty there. They have great restaurants. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they all have something to bring you in, Hotel California. You can check in, but we'll check you out. How about that? How about we check you out? Two weekends ago, there was a mass shooting that left two people dead, 13 wounded at a gathering in the Park Manor neighborhood. This was early on Sunday morning, you know, probably praying together. Chicago police officer was also shot and wounded. Do you think they care? Do you think there's going to be anything on in the Chicago media or in the regular media to say, hey, cops are getting killed all the time by black people? It's not safe for cops when they're among black people. No, but let a cop shoot a black dude or a black chick, and boy, oh boy, all hell breaks loose, right? Chicago Fire Department said two people were dead when they arrived on the scene. They transported seven other victims to local hospitals. Others drove themselves, adding to the number of victims. I'm just giving you a few ideas about who got killed. A man and a woman were killed. Cook County medical officer identified the victims killed as Rainisha Dotson of Morgan Park and Lionel Darling. She was 30, by the way. He was 39. So these two people, 30 and 39, were killed. I'll leave you to determine what ethnicity they were. Because, see, Pritzker, the governor of Chicago, and Lori Lightfoot, they really care about the black people. They just got to save some black people's lives. We got to save their lives. If we could just save one. They said 15 people shot in all. The victims range from age 20 to 44. Yeah. The list of these folks that get killed is an atrocity. When they get killed, how they get killed, going out to just do their normal things. Who knows what they were, what they're doing? And here's the sad part. Black folks know this. They round the kids up at sunset. And in fact, they don't even let them play outside for the most part. Forget about sunset. Remember when I was a kid, I don't know about when you were a kid, but we ripped and ran up and down the streets. My grandparents who raised me didn't care. When it was sunlight, I was up, out of the house, playing with Donnie or Alfred or Randy, who are up the street, me and my brother just ripping and running. Sometimes together, sometimes not. From sun up to sundown. When it was getting close to sundown, you'd hear my grandmother's voice, "Gay!" like a hawk. And I'd come running. I could be three blocks away. I wasn't supposed to be. But we didn't pay any attention. Not a single kid that I remember growing up ever got shot. Ever. Ripping and running up the streets. Would you do that today? Of course not. But you know, you got late night comics crying about gun control. Is gun control, you know, they're lamenting the border children crisis. They're talking about you need to wear your stupid mask, man. And on and on. And the same old things happen. Every day. Nothing changes. You think Joe Biden was going to put an end to all this stuff? Leftists exacerbate the problems because they love it. They love that chaos. I wish I could talk about this subject for hours. Because we have more and more examples. And if the media were to tell you one modicum of the truth, it would be an outrage. You would call it racism at the rate at which black folks get killed in big cities. If you were to connect the dots and say, wow, it's really funny how many black people, kids, women, young people get killed every day in big cities run by Democrats, and particularly black Democrats. What is it? What racist policies are in place? It's called leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So when is a hate crime not a hate crime? When it involves a black perp, silly. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It's at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Check out the no longer a hater murderer of a Chinese man in Oakland, California. And here's the story. Police in Oakland confirmed the arrest of a second suspect in connection with the fatal assault and robbery of a 75-year-old Asian victim, Pak Ho. That's right. Two non-racist blacks who attacked this Chinese man. See, there was a first assailant, and now they've arrested the second. I'm going to get to the first one here in a minute. Now, when this story first broke, the media portrayed this crime as retaliation against Americans of Asian descent due to the Wu flu virus, and they tried to blame Donald Trump, saying him propping, you know, essentially trumping up things around the Asian community and talking about China bringing this over to the United States, etc., is the reason why there's been this uptick in attacks on Asians. Now, The Guardian titled their story, "After 75-year-old dies from attack, alarm increases in Oakland's Asian community." So one Asian dude dies and the alarm bells are sound. 75-year-old, you know, and, you know, is the reason why. Oh, my goodness. They love to use this word. It's an epidemic. Yeah, it's an epidemic. Literally, moments later, folks, after the story in The Guardian, NBC reported on the capture of one of the perps, and here's how they described the incident. Pak Ho of Oakland was on his daily walk at the intersection of Jane Avenue and Perkins Street when Tiante Bailey, 26, approached him. Authorities said there was a dispute that resulted in Ho being robbed and injured. The victim was taken to a hospital and Bailey was later arrested in connection with the assault and robbery. This was according to police, and as NBC reported. Now, there was a dispute. That's how this all came to be. I want you to understand how this story is relevant. There's a dispute. Now, leading up to this, when Pak Ho was attacked, we were told there's this scourge of people out there attacking Asians because Donald Trump had put a fatwa out on the Asian community, the xenophobe who wouldn't let Chinese in the time of the Wu flu, who kept calling it the China virus or the Wu flu virus, which is what I call it. Well, we are exacerbating the reason why, you know, people are attacking these old Chinese folks. Because after all, we had somebody who had been attacked. It's an epidemic. And they call it, there was a dispute between Tiante Bailey. I'll let you figure out the nationality of Tiante. But apparently, the dispute between Tiante Bailey and Pak Ho was over who really owned Pak Ho's property. Because that's what the dispute seems to be about. Tiante said, yo, China man, you seem to be in possession of a wallet that I need for myself. And Pak Ho was like, I don't have wallet for you. I take dog for a walk. So that was the dispute. And apparently, that's how Pak Ho got himself killed. Because it certainly wasn't Tiante's fault. He was just trying to get a little reparations. Now, still, the media left people marinating in this idea that Asians were being targeted, a la Jussie Smollett, or as Dave Chappelle called him, Juicy Smollier. Without saying it, the media implied some Confederate flag-wearing redneck targeted Pak Ho after he got off the set of Empire and went to get himself a chili dog or something, and the dude had what? A noose and some bleach? No, I think Tiante had a different scenario in mind for Pak Ho. See, unlike the situation with Juicy Smollett, there was a real victim here. And where there's a real victim, there's a real perp. Two, in fact, Tiante and this new guy we're going to talk about, whose name is Britton, Albert Britton. 56-year-old Britton hanging out with 26-year-old Tiante. And they got him, too. They arrested 56-year-old Britton as the accomplice of Tiante Bailey. I guess the cops targeted these two black men. So as it turns out, the crime was not a hate crime. It wasn't a crime that was in retaliation against the Chinese. It was just your bargain basement run-of-the-mill robbery. And Britton had been identified by the Alameda County Sheriff as the getaway driver for the robber and murderer, Tiante Bailey. That's what happened. Now, we get another story of so-called Asian targeting, as apparently they found out that it wasn't that. But here's the story, and this guy was writing this in the Washington Examiner. He says, the media are about to do one of two things. Either they will quickly lose interest in the Georgia man who confessed to shooting up several massage parlors because of his own professed sex addiction, or they will insist against all the evidence that his killing rampage was motivated by white supremacy. And he says it looks like it's going to go with option number two. During one of his cute reality check segments on Thursday, CNN's John Avalon claimed, without evidence, that we don't know yet exactly what motivated the suspect, 21-year-old Robert Long. The guy writing says, actually, we do know. Atlanta area law enforcement said that Long, whose shooting spree is on camera and whose identity was alerted to authorities by his parents, confessed to the killings and said that he attributed his motive to a sex addiction he was trying to resolve by eliminating the places he had frequented to satisfy it. The media doesn't like this set of facts. Because 6 of the 8 victims were of Asian descent, Avalon couldn't stop from trying to make it about race, thus making it about former President Trump and linking it to the ever-elusive white supremacy. People, I'm going to stop here just for a second to let you marinate in the idea that a guy who is frequenting these places of, you know, where, you know, prostitution apparently, and he's going there to be with Asian women and decided in his own demented mind that if he got rid of these places, it would help him cure himself of his addiction. So he's with Asian women, but then he decides to kill them because, well, you know, the places are just out there like sirens going, come into the shore, you know, and making him go. But guess what? The media can't handle that this is strictly a dude who's demented, who's got problems. It's got to be white supremacy. And he goes on, it's nonsense. The irony that Long appears to have been motivated by the very sort of religious fanaticism that the media would have previously found very interesting, especially because Long isn't a Muslim. He was, according to a former high school friend, super Christian. A former roommate called Long deeply religious and very emotionally distraught that he frequented the spas for sex. Look, here's what I would say to Long and anybody else involved with it. Don't even try to make this about Christianity. This is a guy dealing with his own demons. And don't make it, oh, well, he was such an uber Christian that, you know, this is what... Nuh-uh. The guy went on to say he would have deep feelings of remorse and shame and said that he needed to return to prayer and return to God. Well, there's a good thing to do. The Bible doesn't go, hey, listen, when you have some sort of a problem, eliminate the potential for your problem. If you're a gambler, why don't you just go shoot up casinos? The Bible doesn't say that. It says turn to the Word of God, the Scripture, and get help. Surround yourself with people that can help. I mean, there's a ton of things to do, but the Bible isn't telling them to do that. This idea that, oh, it's Christians, you know, he's such a hardcore Christian that he just decided to resort to that. That's a cop-out. You're not going to get that through by this one. Not this Christ follower. I'm going to tell you about yourself. Said, according to police, Long was apprehended while he was driving southbound on a highway, apparently to continue his rampage in Florida, where he said he might kill actors in the porn industry. This is the dude that's just sick. And it has nothing to do with religious zealotry. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.